Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Good evening and welcome to Well, Well, Well. Jason and Tex with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. We've just listened to the song All About Jason by Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing.
You're too kind, Tex. You're too kind.
Indeed I am. We need to say thanks to the Been There, Done That team for a great show. They'll be back again next week. How are you tonight, Jason?
I'm all right. I've had a bit of an exciting week, so I can't complain.
Oh, what's been your exciting week?
Well, it started off with a weekend in Sydney for the Melbourne Rovers to take on the Sydney Rangers in a bit of a friendly / grudge match.
And you won?
And we did win. Yes.
Melbourne won. Fantastic.
Very convincingly as well. Not like last year when they just beat us barely in penalty shots, but we won convincingly 2-1. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday I was fortunate enough to win one of the volunteer prizes to go from Joy to go and see A Taste of Lilith and meet Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, backstage.
Very, very exciting. And it was a fantastic show. So one of the perks of being a volunteer.
Indeed, as there are many perks in being a member of Joy 94.9. And you can find out about becoming a member by looking on the website, joy.org.au. And it doesn't matter where you live, we welcome anyone. Now, Jason, tonight on the show, we're going to be chatting with some of the crew who put together the Queer As...
Queer As Fuck.
Oh, Queer As Fuck, right. We can say it's serial. The web serial.
Yes. It's another reason why it's been a really exciting week for me.
Oh, yes, because it's
one of
Series 2 is launched. Yeah. Well, we'll be talking about that later with some of the crew. We're also going to have a look at a few snippets of news that'll be coming up really soon. And then later on tonight, we'll be chatting about events happening around town. But as always, we love to hear from our listener, Jason. How can they get in contact with us?
Well, they can give us a call on 1300-JOY-949. That's 1300-569-949 and have a very lovely conversation with a very lovely Gordon.
Oh, he's gorgeous, Gordon.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Or you can email us directly in studio by emailing onair@joy.org.au or send us an SMS to 0427-JOY-949. That's 0427-569-949.
Mm-hmm. That's for people who have those iPod-y things, isn't
Blackberries.
It? Oh, Blackberries.
Yes.
What, can you send an SMS to Joy via an iPod?
iPhone?
Or whatever they're called, yeah.
Or if you have an iPod Touch, you can send an email.
Oh, fabulous. Well, anyway, here we are listening to Well, Well, Well with Jason and Tex here on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Sullivan Stapleton from the film Animal Kingdom and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Well, indeed. And this is Well, Well, Well. And it's about now that we get the newspaper. Oh, we're not the newspapers. We get the bits of paper out and we shuffle them around a bit because it's time for beep, 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 news time. And first up tonight, Jason, is a report out of the United States of America from the Center for Disease Control.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a finding that 19% or a finding of 19% HIV prevalence among men who have sex with men in a 21-city survey. I would like to say that quickly.
So essentially that means that out of the entire population that they tested, 19% of those individuals were HIV positive.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, almost half of those who were found to be HIV positive were not aware of their status. Mm. So they didn't know they were HIV positive. So how did they do the test?
Well, it was part of a kind of a cross-sectional survey,
mm-hmm.
where not only did they have people respond to answers on a little piece of paper, but they also collected biological specimens from just over 8,000 sexually active men who have sex with men in 21 major cities in the U.S. So obviously it's a massive, massive study that was done and included cities like Atlanta, Baltimore, Dallas, Houston, Miami, New York, San Francisco, New Orleans. But it's similar to what many listeners may remember that the Burnett Institute did a couple of years back in collaboration with us at the VAC, GAMHC, where we collected saliva samples.
Oh, that was the suck it and see.
Yeah. So it's quite similar to that study. But I guess what's kind of interesting as well is the fact that there's such a massive range in prevalence rates across the cities. So, as I said, you know, one of the cities that was involved, Atlanta, had a prevalence of 6%.
Yep.
But a city in a not too far, not too distant state, Baltimore, had a prevalence of 38. So massive, massive differences. But it's important to note that the cities like of Dallas, Houston, Miami, New York, New Orleans, and San Francisco all had prevalence rates above 20%. So that's more than one in five gay men were HIV positive in those communities. But as you said, you know, when you look at the amount of men that tested positive that were that had indicated on the survey that they, in fact, that they were, thought that they were HIV negative. You know, you said it's about 50% that didn't realize that they were actually HIV positive. But there are massive disparities, again, when you break that, that population down. Of it was only a quarter of HIV positive white MSM, or white men who have sex with men, were unaware of their status. But just over half, actually 60% of HIV positive African American men who have sex with men were unaware of their status. So massive, massive differences.
It is a massive difference, isn't it? Very, I mean, it's, I suppose it's not working in the field. It's probably not a surprise when we've looked at all sorts of research over the years. It doesn't come across as a major surprise, but it is a stark difference when you read the numbers. As they appear on the sheet.
Huge. And again, there were more differences when they broke down the sample by age group as well, where men who have sex with men who were aged between 18 and 19, 75% of those who were HIV positive were unaware that they were. So,
which is rather frightening.
Yeah.
Rather frightening.
But obviously, you know, as we said, this similar sort of study was done here in Melbourne, I guess almost probably a year and a half ago now. And the overall prevalence that was found across the entire sample was 13%. So big differences, even when you compare it to the cities like Dallas, Houston, the big cities. But when we looked at how many people had an unrecognized infection, where, again, they tested positive with their biological sample but had indicated that they thought they were negative or unsure, it was 20%. So one in five of those who were HIV positive were not aware that they were. So just interesting data for us to compare here to what's happening overseas.
Okie dokie. Well, the next one, it's a bit an odd one, this one, but it's great. It's a story out of Nigeria in Africa, and it concerns Sesame Street. I know loads of people will remember Sesame Street.
This isn't about Katy Perry and her outfit being too...
No. Okay. No, actually, it's not. That happened in the US of A. This is about a new version of Sesame Street, which is about to start screening in Nigeria, where it's going to be called Sesame Square, not Sesame Street. But Sesame Street has been running for over 40 years, and it's a children's show, of course. It began life as on a fictional New York street, and it's about to land in Nigeria, and it's going to bring with it some distinctly West African twists. For example, the show is going to star a girl Muppet named Cammy. And Cammy is going to be HIV positive. She has golden hair and a zest for adventure. And there's another character named Kobe, who's an energetic furry blue Muppet whose troublesome escapades help others learn from his mistakes. Now, this is in a country with a population of over 150 million, where nearly half of that population are under the age of 14. A massive number of people, or young people. Wow. And the show is going to address some of the biggest challenges faced by young people in that region of Africa. Those being HIV/AIDS, malaria, gender inequality, and religious differences, as well as different aspects of life, general life in Nigeria. And it's quite interesting because there's an estimated 278,000 HIV-positive children. That's just the children alone in Nigeria. And that's according to their National Agency for the Control of HIV/AIDS. So it's not unusual because there is another Muppet in another series of Sesame Street who is HIV positive. But this is giving a very positive story to people in Nigeria. And for example, in one of the episodes, the other Muppet character, Zobie, gets tangled in a mosquito net, which is, you know, really amusing to the local kids. But it has an important message behind it because mosquito nets are the best way to prevent infection from malaria. Where, according to the World Health Organization, a child dies every 45 seconds due to infection. So, good news and some fun news, but some fun news for the people who'll be watching that, but getting a really good message from behind it.
I want to know what Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch, or if Oscar the Grouch makes an appearance in that.
I'm sure Oscar and Big Bird will, but you'll have to Google them perhaps to find out.
What about Elmo?
So from New Mexico, we're going to drive down to Mexico proper. It'll take about 3 days.
And in Vegas, you're going to hire a car.
Yeah, and then we're going to stay in those crappy motels along the way.
Oh, yeah, my friend did that, except they flew.
They drove to Mexico, but they flew.
Yeah, in a plane. It's quicker.
You get fucked.
What?
Fucking little shit.
What is it?
I think Daniel just dumped me by text.
No. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, sorry, meant to catch up with you before I left. I've decided I can't do this anymore. It's not working for me. Or you.
Wow.
Davo.
I can't believe how much sugar is in this shit. It's good, bud.
Davo. Daniel just broke up with Aaron by text.
Oh, yeah, that Japanese guy.
He's not Japanese, he's Malaysian, you fuckwit.
Oh, yeah, Japalasian, yeah. Wow. Want some Nutri-Grade?
Fucking hell, I mean, how fucking gutless is that?
Come on, you weren't really into him that much, so...
I was into him, Brendan. I liked him a lot.
But you were fucking all those other guys. You're still fucking those other guys.
Yeah, it was an open relationship, but he understood that. He said he was fine with it.
I can't believe they call this Iron Man.
Who the fuck does he think he is? I mean, fucking dumping me by text.
I haven't met one Iron Man who eats this shit.
You know, I'm fucking deleting him from my fucking contact. No, he fucking deserves it.
He's married to that fucking girl. Lisa Kenny Curry or Cunny Kenny or whatever.
You are a fucking chimpanzee. Aaron.
What?
Davo, Aaron just got dumped by text. That's fucking heavy shit.
What a head root.
You are listening to Well on Joy 94.9, and that was a sound grab from the series we're talking about, Queer as Fuck. Joining Jason and I in the studio tonight is Adam, and joining us on the phone is Colin. And that was, as I said, a sound grab from the serial that you can listen to online. Good evening, Colin and Adam. It's great to have you with us.
Hi.
Hello.
You're there. Lovely.
You can not only listen to this series, you can actually watch the series.
Yeah, there's vision text.
Yes, that's right. There's vision.
And that was actually the season finale from season one as well.
Oh,
that was a whole episode. They're not very taxing.
No. So you've got Adam in a studio. That's like having Queer as Fuck in 3D.
Yes, except I've got my soft pants on.
Now, Colin, I thought perhaps if we could start with you.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you've been on Well before. When Queer as Fuck was first available online, can you give us a brief rundown on the series for those who didn't hear you last time? What exactly is Queer as Fuck?
Okay, so Queer as Fuck basically is the story of three gay men who share a household in Melbourne. And it follows their adventures, both social and sexual, and sometimes sexually social. And there are many travails, and we try to insert health promotion messages into the narrative as we go along.
Now, Colin, part two is now online, or the second series of Queer as Fuck is now online. How successful was part one? Was there, if you like, an average number of people who watched each episode?
Oh, Well, in terms of the viewership of, if you sort of totaled them all together, I think that there would probably be, like, on an average, let's say, probably about 800 or 900 people watched each episode. We've got over 1,300 Facebook fans. They're not called fans anymore. I think they're called likes, or people who like it.
People who like you.
Yeah.
People like you, Colin. Who knew?
Well, they don't have to work with me, Jason.
They're virtual people.
We were really thrilled with the response to Series 1, and we wanted to capitalise on that, and so we've gone straight into the production of Series 2, and there's a whole bunch of surprises in store for everyone who were who tuned into Series 1 and people who want to come to Queer as Fuck Flesh with Series 2, and not the least of which, one of those surprises will be Adam Richard.
What? Am I in it?
Surprise.
I
believe a lot of you is in it.
There is a lot of me in it, actually, yes.
Now, this is the first time that you've been involved in the project, Adam. What was it like for you?
Oh, it was way fun. Like, I am doing something on the television sometime next year, and I needed to have some practice at acting. So I thought I would, you know, test my skills with this lovely... Because they're all really good actors, the boys in this show. It is, you know, they're consummate professionals.
Did you feel a bit...
I was really nervous. I'm terrified. I'm a useless stand-up comedian. And, you know, I'm used to working in radio where you don't have to put clothes on. I mean, you have to get dressed, but you don't have to wear anything good.
There are actually a few episodes, I believe, where you've donned your best Sunday attire, haven't you?
Yes. You mean my Sunday night attire. Or my Saturday night into Sunday morning at time.
Touché.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I had to dress
up. The one
up.
You wear to church.
Well, I was on my knees and possibly praying.
Oh, good Lord. Heavens above. Adam, Colin mentioned that there are health messages embedded in the cereal. Was there stuff that was new to you, or was it all stuff that you knew anyway?
Well, you know, as you would know, I'm a friend of the Victorian AIDS Council. I'll do anything, pretty much, that you ask me to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even within reason. I've done very unreasonable things. So, I'm kind of across a number of messages, but still it's... you know, every time you hear it, you go, really? Every 3 months? Tested every 3 months?
Uh-huh.
And you kind of think, it's so frequent. And then you think, oh, well, I have sex fairly frequently, so I guess, you know, it's probably a proportion thing.
Oh, Tom, lucky you. Adam, I'm interested in, did your character come to you as a model you just slipped into, or was there some development work on the character by
you? No, he's way butcher than I am.
Really?
I had to practice walking, talking, and yes, it had to seem a bit more butch. Well, he's, you know, he's supposed to be...
Actually, in the series, we never actually see Adam walking.
It was method. I was in character for 3 weeks before we shot.
Well, it's not really known to listeners, but Adam isn't really gay.
Don't. People already think that, Colin.
All right. Okay.
I had a complaint from the radio station I work on in Adelaide where they said, oh, I'm tired of you putting straight people on pretending to be gay on this radio station. It's so annoying. It's like, oh, they need to listen to my podcast.
Well, they do.
Where I talk incessantly about, you know, grotesque sexual practices.
That happened in Adelaide?
Yeah, in Adelaide. Someone didn't believe that I was actually gay. They thought I was putting it on.
Wow.
I know. Of all places.
Yeah, I think WoW sums it up fairly well.
we actually catch up with Adam's character. Adam's first scene is, in fact, in a sexual health clinic.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm going for a test. Mm. You know, studying very hard.
And you get the results of the test?
We can give this away, I think.
Well, you don't want to give it away?
Is I like sex, lots and lots of sex.
Yeah, that was really hard to deliver that line convincingly. Because I hate it. I'm terrified of sex. I won't do it.
Mm.
I'm celibate. I'm lying.
And Adam, this is you're in series two, like you're in the series two for the first time.
Yes.
Are you expecting hordes of people to come running up to you, recognising you?
I am, actually. I'm expecting, you know, just as when I used to work on morning television at Channel 10, more people than actually saw that coming up to me. As, strangely enough, in Adelaide, they recognise me a lot from morning television. I don't know why that is.
Because you're that straight man.
That straight man.
And there's nothing else to do.
Talks about celebrity gossip.
Except church.
Is it, isn't it illegal for straight men to do celebrity gossip?
Huh?
No, I think it should be.
But yeah, it's I kind of, you know, well, in our podcast, in Talking Puffy, our podcast, we often call up Colin Petrini because we like to have occasionally a sensible message in the middle of all our insanity. And he's very sensible, aren't you, Colin?
But that's, it's not hard to be sensible in that show because it's idiotic.
But is that not the whole point of Queer as Fuck as well? That, you know, it's entertaining first and the messages are there second?
Oh, look, I'm so pleased that you come on to tell us what the point of because we have been labouring for some time. Now we can proceed with confidence that we know what it's all about. No, that's absolutely true. We do try to put forward a set of health promotion messages, but we like to. I guess we're trying to entertain people as well.
Because if people hear health promotion message, I'm sure aren't they just going to stay away in droves? Like if you say it's actually a fun show to watch.
Yeah. And I think what we've done, similar to your podcast, we've really, really tried to tap into the vast audience out there of dumb gay men.
Who love soap operas.
And, Adam, you can give up the acting in that role right now.
To
carry on the dumb gay male role.
I'm right here.
But you're not the only one who makes a bit of a cameo in the series.
No, it is star-studded. Well, one of my Talking Puffy colleagues is in there.
And that's Scott Brennan?
Yes, who is actually an actor. He's been on Neighbours.
Oh, is that why he was so good?
Yes, he's very skilled. In Neighbours, he played a straight man who died in a well.
which isn't a euphemism for being on Neighbours.
he died in a well, and one of his lines was, "Tell my wife I love her." Which, you know, all the people upstairs at the circuit went, "What? A wife?"
Colin, is there anyone else that that has made a bit of a cameo, if you will?
Oh, certainly. We have a very talented young actor called Ash Flanders. He's in the series. Anthony Menchetti, who is known for, amongst other things, his one-man show, Gay Conversion School. He's also in it. Andrea Powell, who's also known as Ethel Chop. She doesn't play Ethel Chop in the actual series, but she's certainly in it. And Denise Scott from the 7pm Project.
Oh, I love Scotty.
Yeah, she's great. So, yeah, there's quite a few people, and also their roles, I think people will be quite pleasantly surprised by the way they've been cast.
Well, people have to tune in, but Colin, are you free to keep chatting a bit more about season two? We just need to take a short break.
Sure.
Fantastic. You're listening to Well on Joy 94.9.
Do you often gamble until your last dollar is gone? Have you ever gambled to escape worry, trouble, boredom, or loneliness? Thousands of people throughout Australia who have problems due to excessive gambling have found the strength to quit by joining Gamblers Anonymous. If gambling is destroying you or someone you care about, call 9696 6108 and get help with Gamblers Anonymous.
Shine for Kids. Support, hope, inspire, nurture, empower. Mentoring and prison in-visit programs and services for children with a parent in the criminal justice system. Parental imprisonment can be tough for children. Shine works to lessen the effects of trauma in these difficult situations. Help these children. Visit shineforkids.org.au.
That song was Jerry Lewis, A Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, and I didn't back announce the other song which we heard earlier, the gorgeous Freda Payne with Band of Gold.
Tech?
Yes, Colin?
I do have to point out that it was actually Jerry Lee Lewis, not Jerry Lewis, because Jerry Lewis is, of course, a comedian.
He does sing, though.
Jerry Lee Lewis was the rock singer who married his 14-year-old cousin.
Yeah.
Thanks, Colin. It was written Jerry Lee Lewis. I just missed out the Lee.
It's legal if you marry them, apparently.
Yeah.
apparently.
Revolting Americans.
Watch it.
I thought you were Canadian.
Yes, but I'm sure we may have some Yankee listeners at the moment.
As long as they're not married to their teenage cousins, they're fine.
That'll be fine. If you've just joined us, we're talking about Queer as Fuck, the web serial, of which Series 2 has started this week. Colin, will Queer as Fuck be a continuing project, or is Series 2 the end? Or are you going to leave us hanging in suspense?
I won't. I'll do none of those things. I'll, in fact, let you know that we will be continuing with Queer as Fuck all through next year.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, and in fact, so there'll be three additional series implemented throughout next year. And we, the last series for next year finishes appropriately in December.
Oh.
Of 2011.
A present for everybody. Colin, how many episodes are there in Series 2, which has just commenced?
Well, there's 12.
12? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And there's quite interesting kind of storylines developed in the second series. We're actually looking at serodiscordant relationships, so the relationships between HIV-negative and HIV-positive men. We're also looking at stigma and discrimination directed at HIV-positive men, and also the problems associated with coming out for younger gay men.
Okay. And, Colin, when does each new episode come online? Is it on a regular day, or do we just have to keep on looking?
Every Wednesday.
Oh. Now, I've got to jump back to Adam.
Yes.
What are some of the issues that come up with your character?
With my character, I think my character is technically a lesbian because he seems to jump into relationships within seconds.
We'll get some the message. Phone,
you know, no, seriously, a lesbian told me the other night, what do lesbians take on a second date? Furniture.
No, right, but seriously. Anyway.
look, my character is kind of what we would call, you know, someone who impacts on another character. So I think it's the regular character in the series who is affected by what I do, and I think they will have the issues. Yeah, well, no, I'm not a shit stirrer. That's real life. Not in the show. In the show, I'm very sweet and lovely. But I'm
busy, though. I'm very busy sexually, and I do have to go to the clinic. Well, I don't have to, but I choose to go to get myself tested every 3 months because I'm a sensible, sexually active man.
I think we can actually say that that Adam kind of sweeps one of the regular characters off his feet, and they fall sort of madly in love at first sight, almost.
Yes,
and,
it's a fairy tale.
No, it's gay life.
Right. And Adam is sort of characterised in the second series as a pretty dominant kind of top.
I know. Top. See how much acting I had to do? Yeah. It was really hard.
Insane. That's what you're doing out every week prior.
Yeah.
Practicing.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't need any of those chemical enhancements at all. But, you know, I thought my character did.
Now, Colin, when do the new episodes come out? Because I know with Series 1, it was kind of a bit hard to make sense of when a new episode was going to be coming live.
He just said Wednesday, if you were listening.
I know, but I just want to repeat it again.
No, you don't understand, Adam, because Jason and Tex work for me, they never listen to what I have to say.
So, no comment.
No. No comment.
So is it every Wednesday or because last time was fortnightly, wasn't it?
I think it was every 10 days last time.
This is like my podcast.
That was weird.
So every single Wednesday?
For the next 12 weeks, you'll be able to follow the lives and fortunes of these gay men.
Wonderful.
And if people want to see the serial, what do they search for online, Colin?
I'm so glad you asked me that.
Would you like me to answer?
facebook.com/QAFXXK. But it's probably, that information is probably best imparted by somebody who's not on a mobile phone.
So that's facebook.com/QAFXXK, is that correct?
What if you're not on the Facebook?
If you're not on Facebook,
because I'm not on the Facebook,
that's okay as well. I believe it. Is there a channel on YouTube, Colin?
There is a YouTube chat channel, and I'll ask you to tell me what it is.
If you go to youtube.com/queerasfxxk, that's queer as fxxk, you'll be able to pick up all of Series 1 and the series premiere for Season 2.
It would be great, actually, maybe halfway into this series to maybe get some of the other great actors. You'll notice I said other great actors, Adam.
Yeah, no, they're all great actors. I'm not that great.
So we'll just get so later on in the season we'll get the good, the great actors.
Yeah, the actors. as opposed to the annoying comedians.
Well, the series one was, really, really popular, and we thought with series two we just want, the best possible people we can get. We couldn't get them, so we settled on them.
I could smell that one coming. You should have said pull my finger before telling that joke.
Colin, I'd like to thank you for joining us tonight on the phone to discuss Queer as Fuck. Adam, thank you for coming into the studio
to discuss it with you.
You're off to the Glasshouse now.
I am. I better run down there tonight and tomorrow night. I'll be at the Glasshouse.
Oh, fab.
For the LOL Big Gay Comedy Night.
Okay, done. We will return soon after we have heard some gorgeous messages and a lovely song by Romanofsky and Phillips. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm James from podiatryclinics.com.au. If you have foot and leg pain, you need to see us. Don't suffer in silence or be embarrassed. Let our caring professionals at podiatryclinics.com.au get you going again. Hey, we fix more than just foot and leg pain. Call 9947 1947 or visit podiatryclinics.com.au to make your appointment today. With 8 clinics across Melbourne, we're open at times to suit you. podiatryclinics.com.au.
Joy sponsor and member discounter.
Also is
the Also Foundation.
Also is
one of the largest GLBTIQ community development organisations in Australia.
And also is
now enjoy every Tuesday morning with its own show.
The Also Show.
The Also Show.
Cutting edge interviews, current affairs and events from across Victoria.
The Also Show. Tuesday from 11 a.m. only on Joy 94.9.
Also is
your community hub.
And also is
proud to sponsor Joy.
Proud to sponsor Joy.
Thinking Apple? Think Joy sponsor Streetwise, the Apple experts. Whether you're after an iPad, iMac or MacBook, Streetwise has the largest range of Apple products and accessories in the country, and their service centre provides in and out of warranty repairs for all Apple equipment. Streetwise can even provide assistance to you on-site at your home or business. For the best price, service and range, visit Streetwise, the Mac guys. Two handy locations, Hawthorne and Frankston. Find them online at streetwise.com.au.
One very lucky Joy member can win a double pass to 7 songs to leave behind, thanks to Joy sponsor, the Melbourne Festival. It's the International Music Collaboration of the Year, featuring Sinead O'Connor, Ricky Lee Jones, and more, to be held at the Meyer Music Bowl on Saturday, October 23rd. And if you're a Joy member, you and a friend could be there for free. To enter the draw, go to joy.org.au and click on the Melbourne Festival banner under the notice board section, or email your full name and Joy membership number to win@joy.org.au. That's win@joy.org.au.
And once again, we'd like to thank Adam and Colin, who joined us talking about the web serial Queer as Fuck. And we've had a message in. Jason, very funny show, guys. Adam cracks me up more than Colin. Big smile from Jilly. Thanks, Jilly. Great to know you're listening.
She neglected to mention how much we crack her up as well. But
yeah, I know. But yeah, we'll get it for that tomorrow.
That's fine.
We have a couple of messages for you. Time is quickly fleeing, but we do have time for a couple of messages. So you might like to get a pen and paper handy. There's a few websites and phone numbers. I thought we'd start off with the AIDS Memorial Quilt. They're presenting their legendary trivia night on Saturday the 30th of October at the Caulfield Town Hall in Glen Ira Road. I've actually managed to sort it out. Tables of 10 and single tickets are available. It's only $15 and all proceeds will benefit the quilt. If you'd like more information or you'd like to book tickets, you can phone 9509-4338. That's 9509-4338.
Now, if you've recently been diagnosed HIV positive, and are wondering what do you do now or who you can talk to, Phoenix is the workshop where you can find the answers and get the support that you need. It's an opportunity for gay and bisexual men who have been diagnosed HIV positive in the past 2 years or so to learn more about living with HIV.
Yep.
You can meet other recently diagnosed men and share your experiences in a safe and supportive environment. You can learn strategies for managing and making sense of HIV. You can explore the issues around disclosure, negotiating sex, and relationships. Find out how to maintain your sexual health and the services and agencies available to support you. Make plans for the future. Confidentiality is assured, and if you want to book in or find out more information, you can contact People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria on 9865-6772. That's 9865-6772.
And another workshop-type event is happening. It's called Opposites Attract, and this is in partnership with the counselling services of the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre and People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria. And Opposites Attract is a dinner forum for couples in serodiscordant relationships. That's where one person is HIV positive, the other person is HIV negative. And it's going to provide a great opportunity for participants to learn and to ask any questions they have about HIV and its possible impact on their relationship or relationships generally. Opposites Attract will be held from 7 till 9:30 p.m. on Monday the 25th of October at a restaurant in the Melbourne City area. The cost is $20 per person, although there are discounts available for those on healthcare cards. There are limited places available, so if you'd like to learn more or to register, you can phone John on 98656709. That's John on 98656709.
And if you're interested in finding out more about this, next week on the show, we'll actually be having John Colvin from People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria on the show to chat to us more about Opposites Attract and some of the issues that'll be brought up in that dinner forum. So be sure to tune in next week find out more.
Oh, I'm learning things all the time, Jason, learning things all the time. The latest issue of PosLink, and PosLink is the free magazine for people living with HIV, is available online. You can go to the PLWHA Victoria website. That's People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria, but the website address is PLWHA Victoria, all one word, PLWHAVictoria.org.au. And then once you get on the site, click the little icon for Living with HIV, and you'll be able to see both the current issue and all the past issues as well. It's a great magazine. It has great news. It has recipes, all different sorts of interesting information about the latest medical breakthroughs in relation to HIV, and all the news about what's happening here for positive people living in Victoria.
One final group that we'd like to give a mention is the Momentum Group Workshop, yep. which is run by the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre's Health Promotion Program. And it's for men aged 26 and over who are beginning to explore their sexuality. It's a good place to meet other guys, assist you in coming out, orient you to what the gay scene or the gay world is yep. like, and to familiarize yourself with kind of services available and some of the issues that we face. Mm. If you want to find out more, you can contact Ilan on 9865-6700, 9865-6700. And again, that's for the Momentum Workshop for same-sex attracted men over the age of 26. Mm. They're recruiting now, so get in quick.
And they're wonderful. These workshops do fill up really quickly, but they're wonderful workshops where you get to learn a lot, but you get to share a lot about your own life and learn about the lives of the other people in the group.
And they're free. Well.
And they're free, which nothing's better than that, Joel.
Easy way to meet people.
If you'd like any details about the loads of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer and questioning groups in our community, you can check out the Also Directory. Hard copies of the Also Directory are available in venues and gay-friendly shops or, indeed, up here at Joy 94.9, or you can check it out online, the really easy way to do it. You can visit the Also website. That's A-L-S-O, Also, A-L-S-O, www.ncpod.org.au. And then when you're on the site itself, click on the directory word and that will take you through to an enormous range of gay and lesbian, etc. organisations, rainbow family organisations, perhaps I should say. And then a lot of contractors and business people who provide services to and for the gay and lesbian community.
Mm. But of course, last week's show, we weren't here live, but we were chatting to Viveka Da Costa from from VAC about our brand new website.
And it's whiz bang.
The organization has just launched a new website for all of our programs and services. And it's really worthwhile having having a look. For those of you who have been to our previous one, you'll find it much easier to find what you're looking for, an easy way to kind of keep up to date on what's happening at the AIDS Council, and find out how you can get involved as well.
Indeed. And it's a great website. Indeed.
And you get a chance to see what the lovely text looks like if you check it out quickly, because Well is featured on the homepage.
Indeed, and you'll get to see all of the people who present the Well programs, both Jason, Jill, myself, and Carlos, who recently filled in when we were away, and will be filling in again sometime in the future. So what's the address of the website, Jason?
It's VicAIDS, VicAIDS. .asn.au.
So that's VicAIDS, VicAIDS .asn.au.
Just Google Victorian AIDS Council and we'll be there.
Or search any search engine you'd like to use.
Exactly.
Yeah. Coming up next, of course, is Theme Party with Katie, Nat and Daniel. And I'm sure they'll have a wonderful theme. Followed by that at 10 p.m. by Hide and Seek. With Dean and Travis tonight, welcoming a new co-host to the show. So we're looking forward to hearing Travis from 10 o'clock with Dean.
Travis is lovely.
Yes, Travis is gorgeous. Sure to tune in. Have you got anyone you'd like to say hello to, Jason?
Well, I'll say a big shout out to Jill, and we're glad that she had a chance to tune in and listen to the show.
Yep, and whilst we're thanking Adam and Colin for coming on the show tonight and talking about Queer as Fuck, I'd like to say a big hello to my partner Harry, to Warren and to Deb, who's flying to Cairo tomorrow. So Deb, have a great trip to Egypt. We're going out with Strong Enough by Cher.
But of course, if you wanted to find out, check out Queer as Fuck, you can, and if you're a Facebook member, you can just search for Queer as Fuck. But just easily go to facebook.com/QAFXXK. Or if you're not in Facebook, you can just log on to YouTube. And it's youtube.com/QueerAsFXXK.
That's FXXK. Because you can't say the word online. Well, not on that side anyway. So we will be back next week. Coming up next is Theme Party. And this is Strong Enough by Cher. Cheers, everyone. Good night. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.